Tonight, in Chapter 1 of Zorbo's Revenge, we find ourselves within the cold metallic walls of Planet Spibulor's military headquarters. It is here, bent over a shiny titanium map of the neighboring galaxy, that the distinguished General Confusion plans his next invasion.
The glory, the gunfire, the screams of helpless civilians! Under my command, another planet will soon fall to the steely might of Spibulor! Now, if only I could make sense of this map.
Little does our alloyed overlord know that the nefarious Dr. Zorbo has infiltrated the facility and is making his way closer as we speak.
Blast this cramped air vent. I've inhaled enough Flervovium dust to power my spaceship for a century. But I should reach General Confusion's personal chambers soon enough.
Curses! This is a map of my own galaxy! No wonder I can't find the invasion target! Did I hear something? It must have been the caffeine synthesizer.
General, I'm trying to make a dramatic entrance.
An unexpected visitor! Could it be? The Emperor who battled in a magnificent race across the galaxy, who stood up to the repugnant morals of that astronaut and his monkey. You must be the one and only Captain Cosmos!
Yes, yes, your honor to me. Wait, what? You've got us backwards. I'm Dr. Zorbo.
Is that so? I can't quite see you. Let me raise my optical visor.
Watch where you're shooting. We are on the same side. At least I think we are.
My apologies. That was my optical disintegrating beam. I really need to get those buttons moved further apart.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, as I was saying, I am the former and future Emperor of the Universe, the glorious Dr. Zorbo! And I have heard tell of your authoritarian pursuits, General. You shall be honored to serve me in a quest to take back my rightful claim on the universe!
Excellent! My recruitment drive has really come to a standstill recently, Dr. Zirconium. To have you come and volunteer to command an army in honor of Spibulor, it brings oil to my ducts.
Oh, that is disgusting. Now, how did you even come to that misunderstanding, General? After all, your martial prowess is truly admirable. But your deductive reasoning skills... poor. I see now how you got your name.
What was that? We must band together and build a giant death machine to take down Jingles the Moon Mongoose? Now that is a directive I can agree with, Doctor! Let's get started immediately.
How did you... I didn't even make... Oh, never mind. We'll sort this out later. A spike cage? Why in the world is your personal chamber rigged with death traps?
Why, Doctor, you stepped right onto that bathroom scale. It should be quite easy to avoid.
Of course. I stepped there on purpose. It was just a test. Your deceptive ineptitude is quite a force to be reckoned with, General. Welcome to... the team. Now let me out of here!
It takes several hours, but General Confusion finally locates the button to disarm Dr. Zorbo's unfortunate prison. Not before trying out a litany of other similarly unlabeled death trap buttons. Against all odds, the two villains come out of the ordeal unscathed, having forged an iron bond on the shared frustration of misunderstanding each other. Who will Dr. Zorbo recruit next? And when the time comes for them to face each other, will Captain Cosmos fall prey to General Confusion's baffling misconceptions?